We are up to 7 Shin Samach Gimel, up to Sif Gimel, page 438. We learned the beginning of the Sif, in which we described a little bit the Mavui. I'm just going to go through the first few lines. I know we stopped up to halfway, but I want to just go through it just for the full understanding of the Sif. Second line. Mavui sheish l'sholos mechitzas v'porot m'sad echot. If you've got a Mavui, yeah, as you can see, picture number 12, this is a Mavui. A semi-public area, which is used for accessing the private houses. So it's a mavui, and it is not a complete rishus rabim because it is not public, massively public area, but it's not a rishus yochid, a conventional rishus yochid because too many people access it. It is a rishus yochid in terms of the three mechitzas being around it. So a mavui shesh l'shosh mechitzas, a port m'saravin is open on the fourth area, fourth entrance. Fourth side, I should say. Hetir belechi is permitted to carrying that through a lechi. Perishtagum akirashechot luchachad. Sha'ovya viroch boy called shoe. It is a called shoe, wide and thick. Sha'midana pesach hamovo, it's placed by the entrance of the mavoi. Vie govo aserot fachim, it must be 10 fachim high. Okay, that's where we stopped. Mikol dovo sha'asenu kosher. It may be made out of any material. Any material will do. It can be made out of wood, plastic, material, anything is fine. Even animals, you can put an animal there, so if you've got a spare camel, feel free to place it there. Uvilvat, provided, shikshirenu sham bechavolim, that you should tie it with ropes, lekosla mavoi to the entrance of the mavoi besedois, shiyotzim in aksolim, with poles that protrude out of the walls, in a way that the animal cannot crouch down. In order, we want to make sure that he's not going to be lower than 10 tefachim. So if you've got a camel is probably, yeah, the camel and the that's right. So the camel and the giraffe is perhaps not the best example because they can actually crouch down. But if you're talking about a dog or you're talking about a cat or whatever, I don't know about cats, but you know, so you have to make sure that they don't actually go down, because if they will be less than 10 tefachim high, you've got a problem. If you got a spare member, if you just fill up of one of your kids, you can just like tie it around. It's fine as well. Take the naughtiest and you tie it with a rope around the entrance of the wall. He'll be a perfectly kosher lechi. So you can say you're useless. Pardon? Yes, yeah. He said that. So you can say, you're not even useful as a lechi, or perhaps you are useful as a lechi. That's all you're useful for. As to whether that will pass for today, contemporary safeguarding, I'm not convinced. But halachically, yes, it will be perfectly fine for any person will do as a lechi. So that's maybe something we can think about. Animals and humans are fine as long as they're 10 tefachim high. By the way, what is quite noticeable over here about the do you remember we spoke about a human being a mechitza? Human shields, the human shield shaila. Are humans good as a mechitza? What was the loch we learned? Yes. Provided that's it. Provided they didn't know before that they're being used as a fence, as a mechitza. What about here? What about a lechi? Can you just use a man? Can you tell a lechi, my dear friend, you've been, and I've really, thank you for coming for the Shabbos Suda. If you don't mind, do you mind to just stand over here? I need a lechi in order to carry it. You know, we'll catch up later. For the moment, do you mind to just stand over here? I'll tie you very, very tight because I wanted to sit down. So, can you tell somebody he's a lechi for the moment? Because look, at the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'afilu kosha sham adam." Even if a person is tied there, nami also have a lechi is a lechi. It seems to imply that what? What does it seem to imply? It doesn't make a difference if he knows or not. Yeah. Okay, that's what it sounds like. However, the Mishnah Berurah is clarifying this matter a little bit. In Sifkot Nidzan, Afilo Kosha Mayri Shaloyo Idiu Shemidu Shom Lashem Lachim, Shtebura clarifies and qualifies, and it says, Umayri, it's talking about Shaloyo Idiu, it is not, he's not being told, Shemidu Shom, that he's placed there, Lashem Lachim, for the sake of being a Lachi. We're not telling him, Him Kain Bevada Yelechloy, because if you would tell him, he would certainly go from there, Shaloyamu Shom Kalayoim. Nobody's going to be prepared to be, nobody's going to be willing to stand there for 24 hours straight to be the Alechi, just for Yenem to carry. Nobody goes that far. That's why you need to tie him very, very tight. It must be a tight rope. Otherwise, he's not going to stand there. And others say that even if you do not tell him, we're very concerned that maybe it's for the fair to walk away. So either way, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, that is a machloikis about this matter. Alok lamaisi, you need to tie it. Now, as to whether it works or not, if he's a mechitza, as to whether it works or not, he doesn't seem to be an explicit condition. That if he knows that he's a lechi, it is possible. Doesn't sound like it. But it's, what one should tell him anyway, because otherwise he's going to walk away. Siv Dalet. Im yesh ktsas koisle beruach revi, if there's a little bit of wool left on the fourth side, Olim Shum Lechi works as a Lechi. Hublad, Sheer, Boy, Roich, Av Tefach, as long as it's a Tefach. So this case is a case that there is a little bit of wall left by the entrance. So forget about the, if you have got a picture of the Movo you're here on picture number 12. Imagine there is no Lechi as it is on this image. But imagine there is a little bit of wall which was there. A wall. Same as the other walls.
Same as the Lechi?
No.
Going that way.
It can be there on the other side, but the point being that it's not an additional, a fixed Lechi, but rather it's a continuation of the wall.
It's a built-in Lechi.
Yeah. Will that work? So imagine it's just the same material, same style, and same height, and same thickness, and same looks and design than the three other walls. It's just going in that, it's placed in the same place that you have the Lechi on the picture. Would that work or not? I don't know, this side or the other side? Would that work? So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here, yes, if you have a bit of a normal wall, that's also a Lechi, that's fine.
It's not the pshat, you need to have a heker. So if you have that there, maybe it's not a heker, because it's just...
which is the last narrow line. Although it's not made for the purpose of a lechi, came along with Paschal the lechi omid meilav, kamkin kosher. That's a gemara. It's a gemara in Eruvin in great detail. The lechi omid meilav. If there is a lechi standing there naturally, automatically, that's also considered a. It's also kosher. Could the come on see if you'd aleph as discussed later and see if you'd aleph and shom. So yes, the lechi, it's a good enough hekka. If there is a bit of a protrusion, if it's inbuilt, that's fine as well. People will remember, that makes a kind of connotation, kind of reminder that it's not part of the Rosh Rabim, and therefore that works as well. Lechi Yomid Melov is a lechi. Sifei. How strong does a lechi need to be? How physically solid does it need to be? And this is what the Shulchan Aruch discussed in Sifei. Lechi, a lechi. De'i noshev bei zika, that if a wind would blow, loy motzi koi, will not remain standing. Loy choshev lechi is not considered a lechi. If it's particularly weak, particularly vulnerable, it's not a kosher lechi. Yeah, similar. Yeah. Then if it's, yeah, in fact, any other mechitz as well, that if it's strong enough, if it's not strong enough, that it will stand against the regular wind, you're right. Mishnah Musaf Kotten Chof. Middle wide line. Lechid de Inoshiv. Vuadin Kshoysin Tzuras HaPesach. Similarly also with regard to Tzuras HaPesach. Toriodif Mechitza Shen Yoch Lamoit Buach Mitzu, which is no different than a mechitza, as you're mentioning, which you find both the Gatzil Chasukah and the Gatzil Chasmechitzes, Shein Yoch Alamed Beruach Metzuyah, which cannot stand by Ruach Metzuyah, by a regular kind of wind, Shein Mechitzah is not considered Mechitzah. Ve'afilu en Ruach Mapilu La'oretz, What's the halacha? If the what would be taken halacha? If it's not vulnerable enough that it will collapse by regular wind, but it's just going to be shaking a lot. What's the halacha then? It's not going to collapse. No, it's not going to collapse. It's just going to be shaking away. Is that a problem or not?
It's okay, it's a problem. It's the same thing.
Va'afilu ein aruach, the bottom line, va'afilu ein aruach ma'apidu la'oretz el'menidoi, even if it is not strong enough, if it is weak, that it won't going to collapse el'menidoi, but it's going to shake it. It's going to shake it. Nevertheless, k'mosh kosav simin shin samach beis, as we learned in samach beis, it is possible. Which reminds me a little bit of the Tzuos HaPesach, which I saw. I don't know if that's considered. If you go to Tzuos HaPesach and you can shake the post on the side, if you can shake it, is that considered a problem? Chazanish. Yeah. Cholek. Yeah. I don't know if he's arguing. There's a machlokes as to whether Chazanish was arguing or not. Pashtus is arguing. But you could argue that the Mishnah Berurah isn't, because Chazanish says that if it's more than three tefachim, it's a problem. If it's less than three tefachim, it's not a problem. It's a bit slight. It is quiet. Yeah. So some say that the Mishnah Berurah agrees with that. But I'm not sure. It would appear that Mishnah Berurah is cholek, and it would appear that Mishnah Berurah holds that even a little bit is a problem. Yeah. What happens if you've got a lechi which is in the bottom strongly fixed, but higher up, more than 10 tefachim, it shakes when the wind blows, which will often be the case when you've got a large lechi and it's going to be further down, it's quite solid, but as you go further up, it shakes more. So in the bottom, it's fine. Higher up, it does shake. Is that a problem? Yes or no? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Chav Aleph, specifically this very question. Nira li deim halechi lemato inu misnaneh. What happens if the lechi in the bottom does not shake at all? Kegoyim, such as shekuvah b'masmer, it's firmly fixed. Ho shekosho eitev, lakoyslu, it's firmly attached to the wall. Mach mazeh inu misnaneh. And because of that, it doesn't shake at all. At meshach gavoy asor tefachim, but above 10 tefachim it does shake. Rak lemalo lemisnaneh al diruach. Further up it does shake because of the wind. Mipnei roiv goyve, because of its height. Kosher is kosher. The dal mashal lemalo nishigam ken shelecha, because in principle again alecha doesn't need to be more than 10 tefachim. So just take away, ignore what's higher than 10 tefachim. We don't need it. So the fact that you don't need it makes it in a way that since you don't need it, so who cares if it's shaking? We don't need it further up. And therefore, if it doesn't shake 10 below, it's kosher, even if it's shaking more than 10, higher than 10. Say vav. Tzorich shelo yeh alechi rochik min hakoysel shlosh tefachim. Very important. Picture number 22. Perhaps the second picture, number 22, is even clearer. What can you see about? Good. So what we are discussing now is actually not a Tzuos HaPesach, but it's a Elechi. Do you know what? The best picture for that is going to be picture number 30 on the next page. That will give us a bit of an idea. I know I'm just moving around a little bit because the point that we're seeing over here is, what can you see about the lechi? Okay, the lechi is further than three tefachim from the wall. So forget about its place, if it's in the front or on the side. The point being is, what is the halacha with regards to lechi being distant from the wall? So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that tzorich shelo yalechi rochik min hakoisel, you must ensure that the lechi is not further away than three tefachim from the wall. If it is further than three tefachim from the wall, it's possible. Tzorich shelo yalechi rochik min hakoisel shlosh tefachim. Now this is regards to Elechi. The question is very important question, is if that's true with regards to Elechi, what's the halacha with regards to Tzuas HaPesach? And that is picture number 22, number A and number B. What would be the halacha? So we learned Elechi, you have to ensure that Elechi is right next to the wall. Can't be more than 3 tefachim. Okay, I hear that. But far more difficult to achieve is regards to Tzuas HaPesach. When you've got a Tzuras HaPesach, very often, because of technical reasons, it's very hard to put the Tzuras HaPesach right next to the walls. It's very difficult because of the building works. Imagine to drill like they did in the Northwest London area, they struggled with that. Imagine you're putting drills, you're trying to cement a pole into the ground. And then you imagine it's going to be very high, and you're making a Tzuras HaPesach. And it's very, very difficult to actually physically put it right next to the wall. There's always going to be some distance because of the drilling aspect of it. When you're drilling and you're putting a pole very deep into the earth, you need space for the drilling. And if what happens if the drilling, because of the machinery, you need to put it further away than 3 tefachim. So my question is now, Elechi, I understand, mustn't be more than 3 tefachim from the wall. What about a Tzuras HaPesach, picture A and picture B, number 22? You can see they are more than 3 tefachim away. I think the second picture is far better. You can see the Tzuras HaPesach is 3 tefachim away from the walls. Is this good, yes or no? No good?
More than three. No good.
Possible.
You're
saying that if it's more than 3 tefachim, it's not kosher at all to the wall. Rabbi said we're going to learn a very, very important Mishnah Berurah over here. Sefkot Chav Gimel. You say it would work or not?
Shouldn't.
You're going to
say
no. Oh, no, I'm not. We'll see. Sefkot Chav Gimel. Alechi. Mishnah Berurah. Sefkot Chav Gimel. Heichi shekabat tzuras haPesach lemoiv. What happens if you're putting a tzuras haPesach by the mavui? The opinion of the majority of the, not majority, the opinion of many poiskim, you do not need to be careful. No, many poiskim hold, it does not matter. Tzuras HaPesach does not need to be 3 tefachim from the walls. Tzuras HaPesach mechitza gmurahi, because Tzuras HaPesach is a proper mechitza. Remember, Rabbi Yisai, what will be the halacha? That's the argument. Imagine if it's not, it's Tzuras HaPesach. Imagine it's a proper wall. What will be if it's a proper solid wall? Does it need to be in the 3 tefachim? Imagine the fourth wall being a proper solid wall. What will be the halacha then? Problem, no problem. No problem. So the Tzuras HaPesach, the majority of the boys can say, it's not a problem. Imagine it's a proper wall. If it's proper wall, it doesn't matter. It's sosum from all the sides. It doesn't matter. It's Rosh Yochid. In more than 10, it will be all the way till 10 Amos. 10 Amos. So, there's no difference in Tzuras HaPesach and Lechi. You've got to ensure that it's less than 3 tefachim. Paskins the Mishnah Berurah Loch Lemaisa, Uvishas Adchak, Yeshlis Mechlokel, Peshas Chak only you can rely on the lenient opinions. Yeah, that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Rabbi Yisai, this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskens. Only Peshas HaPesach you can make. Rabbi Yisai, some metropolitan Eruvin struggle with this. Good question. What's considered Peshas Chak? On the difficult circumstance, you can be lenient. Not sure. Something which is on the pressing needs. Where we go around Edgeway Eruv, Be'ez Hashem, I think it's one of the questions We should, do you know, maybe we should jot down our questions. Yeah, could somebody volunteer to write them down? So can we start with, Reb Gideon, your question is a good one. We don't need the pens anymore to write things down. Are you from the 1880s? We don't need the pens anymore. Yeah, we should definitely write it down. Okay, pen, that's good. Oh, you're writing it down? Okay, so we wanted to know also how much, if it's Poritz Merubah on the whole, if it's Poritz Merubah or not. Do you remember that? If on the whole, do we have more Oymed or more Poritz? And then now the question is, are all our tzuras Pesach within three tefachim from the okay. Now. Siv Zayin, lechi a lechi afilu shvorim v'shivrei shvorim. Whether it is, even if it's made out of small pieces, shvorim pieces or shivrei shvorim, small pieces, kshirim boy, it is kosher. It does not matter if the lechi is made out of little bits and pieces. That's fine. It's acceptable. It's kosher. V'lachenu isin lechi mesid tochri bekoisli. You can use lime, shmear lime on the wall. That's fine. Without shizor shli. He's mache yoisa mishalosh ta'oretz. Just make sure that it doesn't get rubbed off from animals. Like Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot Chavzayin, hanei klovim v'chazirim. If you've got dogs or pigs, which tend to scratch their backs on the walls, so make sure that they don't scratch off the moichim laksolim is a mochem esid. So moch la'oretz, if they tend to scratch off the lime. And they would potentially take away the lechi, so you have to ensure that doesn't happen. But otherwise, yes, even if it's made out of bits and pieces, a lechi is a kosher lechi. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned this evening, we learned that a lechi is kosher even if it's made out of animals, as long as it's tight. We learned that it's kosher for humans as well. We learned the fourth wall, if there's a little bit of wall left, that will work as a lechi, as long as it's a tefach. We learned that if it's going to blow away from the wind, it's going to fall down. That's a problem. If it's strong enough to withhold regular wind, then it's kosher. We learned that if it's less lech, which is more than 3 tefachim away from the wall, is postled with regards to a pesach. Mishnah Berurah is matir only b'shas etchak. We learned that lech, if it's made out of little pieces, is kosher as well. If it's made out of lime, it's fine as well. Just make sure that animals don't scratch their backs on it and take it and get rid of it. Good evening, Abbas. Yeah.